Welcome to the annual results presentation for Growthpoint Properties Australia for the year ended 30th of June 2014. My name is Tim Collyer, and I am the Managing Director of Growthpoint Properties Australia. In attendance with me today is Aaron Hockley, Company Secretary and General Counsel, Head of Property Michael Green, and Growthpoint's Chief Financial Officer Dion Andrews. We will take you through the results and key achievements for financial year 2014, as well as over the 5 years to 30th of June 2014. We will also discuss our strategy and provide an outlook for the period ahead. The key results for financial year 2014 include total security holder returns of 10.8% for financial year 2014 and 18.6% per annum for the 5 years to 30th of June 2014. Earnings of 0.20 per security at the top of guidance range. After raising 332 million dollars of equity, the largest year to date for the group equity raisings, Growthpoint is now the 132nd largest entity and the 15th largest A-REIT on the ASX by market capitalization. We have continued our strategy of being a pure landlord of quality commercial Australian real estate, focusing on rent as a primary source of income. Key results for property. Being a pure landlord means leasing is a focus, and 124,000 square meters of new and extended leases were completed during financial year 2014. Approximately 12% of the portfolio by lettable area. A very pleasing result. After acquiring 345 million dollars of office and industrial property, our largest year to date for property acquisitions, the property portfolio valued increased to 2.1 billion dollars, making Growthpoint the 12th largest A-REIT on the ASX by gross assets. Despite the passage of time, Growthpoint's weighted average lease expiry, or WALE, was increased to  6.9 years as at 30th of June 2014, up from 6.8 years 1 year prior. This increase was a result of leasing within the portfolio and WALE-enhancing acquisitions. Regarding financial management, Growthpoint distributed 0.19 per security in financial year 2014, a 3.8% increase on financial year 2013, helping to provide a 17.5% return on equity for the year. Net tangible assets per security increased by 8% over the year. Gearing was reduced to 40.9% within the board's target range of 40% to 45%, and in early August 2014, Moody's issued the group with an investment-grade credit rating. The reduction in gearing and Moody's credit rating will assist Growthpoint's plan to undertake a debt capital markets issuance over the next 18 months. We have provided the summary of Growthpoint's journey after now operating for 5 years. Over the past 5 years, Growthpoint has experienced significant growth in property assets from 650 million dollars to 2.1 billion dollars today, and its market capitalization has increased 10 times over the same period to 1.3 billion dollars. Over this period, Growthpoint has broadened its management platform to meet its increased size and scale while focusing on maintaining the quality of its property portfolio and increasing distributions to security holders. With the help of our security holders and other stakeholders, we expect to continue to grow over the medium term. I will now hand over to Aaron Hockley.
Thanks, Tim. Slides 10 to 12 highlight Growthpoint's key achievements over the 5 years to 30 June 2014. I won't go through them all, but they appear in both the annual report and in the investor presentation, which can be downloaded in full from our website. In summary, over this period we have increased distributions per security by 35.7%. We have established a board and management team focused on delivering distributions from owning quality commercial real estate. We have raised over $1 billion in new equity and diversified and broadened the register, with each raising leading to Growthpoint, now being eligible for the S&P ASX 300 index inclusion. We have reduced gearing, diversified debt maturities, reduced debt costs, and obtained a investment-grade credit rating. And finally, we have acquired over $1.3 billion worth of property, enabling diversification of asset type, location, and tenant base without diluting the quality of the property portfolio. These achievements match our five key strategies going forward. Firstly, increase distributions. Second, continue to grow. Third, focus on property fundamentals and retain our character as a property group. Four, continue as a pure landlord with a majority of income coming from real property leases and not dilute the security of our returns by moving into more risky areas such as funds management or development. And five, maintain our simple and transparent business model. Slide 14 highlights the growth in market capitalization and free float over the last 5 years, as well as the significant increase in trading volumes and Growthpoint. Over $87 million of Growthpoint securities were traded on market in the 2014 financial year, despite most of Growthpoint's investors maintaining a buy and hold strategy. You can see the location and makeup of Growthpoint's underlying security holders, with South African investors continuing to own a significant majority of Growthpoint securities. Pleasingly, the number of institutional investors has increased significantly over the last 5 years to 15.4%, in addition to the holdings of Growthpoint Properties of South Africa and the Emira Property Fund. This demonstrates our growing relevance to institutional investors. Slide 15 shows the steady increase in Growthpoint's distributions and security price over the last 5 years, including the 19.7 cents distribution forecast for the 2015 financial year. Slide 16 shows Growthpoint's returns over the last 5 years. Growthpoint has returned 67.8% on equity over the 5 years to 30 June 2014. Growthpoint's forecast distribution yield on the 30 June 2014 closing price was 8%. This is well above other asset classes. In summary, Growthpoint has established a solid 5-year track record of growth and achievement of forecast distributions and announced strategy. Growthpoint has provided high comparative historical returns and will seek to continue this. There has been a significant increase in trading volumes, such that Growthpoint should be included in the S&P ASX 300 index soon. Index inclusion should further increase trading volumes, which, coupled with Growthpoint's desire and ability to continue to grow, should ensure that inclusion in the S&P ASX 200 index is achieved swiftly thereafter. I will now hand over to Michael Green to talk through specifics of the property portfolio.
Thank you, Aaron. Slide 20 provides a brief overview of the portfolio and highlights a couple of transformations which have taken place within it from 2009 to today. Today, the portfolio is weighted 50% within the office sector and 50% within the industrial sector, where in 2009, it was 100% industrial. The geographic diversity of the portfolio has also been improved over the last 5 years, with key eastern seaboard state New South Wales now comprising 22% of the portfolio, where it was previously 2%. New South Wales is Australia's most populous state and is predicted to be the state whose economy outperforms in the medium term. During the last half, with the significant acquisition of 1 Charles Street, Parramatta, the New South Wales Police became Growthpoint's second largest tenant, now accounting for 10% of the portfolio's income. The only two tenants which remain in Growthpoint's top 10 tenants from 2009 are Woolworths, who in 2009 contributed 68% of the portfolio's income and now provide 24%, and Star Trek Express, who previously contributed 6% in 2009 and now provide 2%. The remaining 8 quality tenants within Growthpoint's top 10 have been added to the portfolio via strategic acquisitions over the last 5 years, further diversifying the portfolio's income base. Slide 21 focuses on the strong year of leasing undertaken within the portfolio. Slightly in excess of 124,000 square metres of leasing is a very gratifying result in a challenging leasing market. Throughout the year, we've added several significant new tenants to the portfolio, including, but not limited to, Peabody Energy Australia, Toyota Tsusho, Qantas Services, Peter Jackson Motorcycles, and many others. Pleasingly, we've also renewed several significant leases with major tenants, including tenants such as Paper Australia and Downer Mining. The leasing renewals have enabled Growthpoint's in-house asset management team to execute our broadcast strategy and also demonstrate Growthpoint's strong relationship with the tenants within the portfolio. The weighted average lease term of the combined leasing efforts over the 12 months was 8.6 years. And combined with the influence of the year's acquisitions, has improved the portfolio's weighted average lease expiry from 6.8 years as at 30 June 2013 to 6.9 years as at 30 June 2014. Growthpoint's current vacancy sits at 2%. Growthpoint's cash flow over the foreseeable future remains relatively predictable, with 65% of Growthpoint's leases expiring in financial year 20 and beyond, and only 8% of the portfolio's leases have potential expiries within the next 24 months. The predictability is further enhanced, with approximately 84% of the portfolio's leases having fixed percentage rental increases, with the remainder of the leases being escalated annually, with a consumer price index reference point. Slide 22 provides an overview of the key metrics within the portfolio. The portfolio now comprises 51 assets located throughout Australia, which has grown from 44 at the same time 12 months ago. Growthpoint's modern portfolio is exemplified with an average age of 7.9 years, which supports the group's low capital expenditure and high payout ratio. The group's long weighted average lease expiry of 6.9 years and average rental growth of 3.2% across the portfolio provide a consistent, predictable and growing income stream for the portfolio, which is derived from the group's quality tenant base. Slide 23 gives a summary of Growthpoint's recent 1 Charles Street, Parramatta acquisition. The property is the group's largest single asset acquisition to date at $241,100,000. The property comprises a prominent A-grade commercial office precinct of 32,000 square metres and 444 car spaces and consists of 2 interconnecting office towers and was completed in 2003. The building was purpose-built for and is fully leased to the New South Wales Police and is utilised as their headquarters with a remaining lease term of 9.9 years. The property is located in the heart of the Parramatta Central Business District and benefits from excellent transport links and local amenities. Current A-grade vacancy in the Parramatta market equates to 0.2%. The acquisition increases the group's exposure to the key New South Wales market from 12% to 22%. The asset was acquired on a financial year 15 forward income yield of 7.6% and the rent increases annually by 3.5%. Slide 24 provides details on the 5 industrial acquisitions Growthpoint made over the last 12 months. The $104 million worth of well-located Victorian industrial properties were purchased on an average weighted average initial yield of over 8.15% and have a combined weighted average lease expiry of 10.7 years. The properties house quality tenants such as Fuji Xerox, Symbian, Peter Jackson Motorcycles and the Automotive Holdings Group. All properties are fully income producing and have been well assimilated into Growthpoint's industrial property stable. The current state of the Brisbane office market is well publicised. Growthpoint's exposure to the Brisbane office market consists of six modern office buildings totalling slightly in excess of 67,000 square metres, which combined have a weighted average lease expiry of 5.5 years. Brisbane office market vacancy rates are reportedly at record levels of 14.7% in the CBD and 12.2% in the fringe market. This has resulted in increasing levels of tenant incentives and prolonged downtime for leasing vacancies. Growthpoint's major fringe office market exposure is in its ownership of the SW1 complex in South Brisbane, which comprises four office towers of approximately 37,000 square metres in total and the commercial car park beneath them. Of all the Brisbane fringe markets, the inner south market is performing the best, with the vacancy rate reportedly falling from 4.3% to 3.4% over the half. Growthpoint have had a successful last 12 months undertaking 18,714 square metres of leasing within their Brisbane office assets. This includes a combination of sitting tenant renewals and new leases. Challenges still exist, but Growthpoint's modern and well-located assets and the business's willingness to meet the market should continue to ensure a high level of occupancy into the future. Slide 26 demonstrates the potential added upside that exists within the group's portfolio. Each of the six Woolworths distribution centres can be significantly expanded to take them from their current average site coverage ratio of 30% to a more typical industrial distribution centre site coverage ratio of 45%. The group have regular meetings with their Woolworths counterparts and frequently discuss the possible expansion opportunities presented within the Woolworths properties. Growthpoint have been in the process of obtaining a development permit to construct an additional two office towers on the current Building 3 site in Richmond, Victoria. The site currently houses a single-level office building tenanted by GE and an on-grade car park. The proposed development would be tenant pre-commitment-led and has the potential to add approximately 18,000 square metres of new office space, which totals approximately $100 million in added value. A couple of the properties within the portfolio also have the potential for residential conversion. There are also several industrial facilities within the portfolio where tenants have expansion clauses within their respective leases. Growthpoint's undeveloped upside across the portfolio is in the realm of 235,000 square metres, which translates to an on-completion valuation of $363 million. The group will continue to work with all their tenants to extract the maximum value possible from all the group's assets. So in summary, the portfolio is in great shape. With a strong year of leasing behind us, a high portfolio occupancy rate, long-weighted average lease expiries, and steadily growing predictable income stream, the group is well poised to take on the challenges of financial year 2015. I will now hand over to Growthpoint's Chief Financial Officer, Dion Andrews, to discuss the group's financial results.
Thanks, Michael. It was another strong year financially for the group, which saw a 19% increase in distributable income overall, equating to a 3.6% increase in distributable income per security. This growth was driven by properties acquired during the year, as well as the fixed increases in our property leases. Our payout ratio is largely constant from the prior year at 95%, which leads to a 3.8% increase in distributions per security. Pleasingly, there was a reduction in balance sheet gearing from 46.8% at the start of the year to 40.9% as at 30 June. This is at the lower end of the group's target range of 40 to 45%. A further achievement was a significant increase in the interest cover ratio from 2.6 times in the prior year to 3.2 times for the financial year 2014. This provides strong headroom against banking covenants of 1.6 times for this measure. When we look at the movement in net tangible assets per security, we see an 8% increase to $2.16 per security over the year, which was primarily due to raising equity above NTA. The other contributor to NTA growth during the year was positive property revaluations, and these are expected to contribute further to NTA growth over the financial year 2015 as yield compression continues in the office and industrial property markets. The graph on slide 31 displays a reduction in gearing over the last 5 years from 75.4% to 40.9%. It also shows that the group's all-in cost of debt at 30 June 2014 was 5.77%. Under current banking agreements, GrowthPoint could raise new 5-year fully hedged debt at an all-in cost of around 5.25%. This will help reduce the group's weighted average cost of capital and allow accretive acquisitions should property that meets our strict investment criteria become available for purchase. At 30 June 2014, the total of debt drawn was $877 million, with $118 million of headroom available under banking facilities. On the 1st of August 2014, Moody's issued GrowthPoint an investment-grade credit rating of Baa2 on its senior secured debt. GrowthPoint will now look to extend and reprice the current banking facilities and will also build in flexibility to enable debt capital markets issuance. When looking at the current hedge book on slide 32, we see that the weighted average interest rate is currently 4.05% and the weighted average maturity is 3 years. At 30 June 2014, 82% of debt was hedged, which provides a higher level of visibility over debt costs of the group going forward. The group's policy is to maintain hedging at above 75%. Slide 33 reviews our MER performance. Financial year 2014 saw an increase in MER to 0.47%, above our long-run average and target of 0.4%. This was largely due to the timing of property acquisitions versus the start of recurring expenses incurred due to the expansion of the portfolio, as well as some one-off costs. MER is forecast to return to circa 0.4% over financial year 2015. Due to the modern portfolio of investment property that GrowthPoint holds, capital expenditure is relatively modest and was just 0.34% of the average property value over the year to June. To summarise, the key points for our financial performance: distribution guidance of 19 cents per stapled security was achieved for the year, and the group's earnings were at the top of guidance range at 20 cents per security. We have provided distribution guidance of 19.7 cents per security for financial year 2015, representing growth of 3.7% over the financial year to 2014. And finally, the balance sheet has been strengthened with gearing reduced to 40.9%. Moody's have issued GrowthPoint with an investment-grade credit rating, which should enable GrowthPoint to undertake debt capital market issuance over the next 18 months to lengthen the average tenor of GrowthPoint's debt. I will now hand back to our Managing Director, Tim Collier.
The focus for the year ahead. GrowthPoint is confident in its strategy and the execution of this. The quality property portfolio with long WALE and terrific tenants provides a strong platform for the group going forward. We are pleased with the results over the last 1 and 5 year periods, and in the future we will continue to seek to grow distributions, increase ASX trading liquidity, acquire quality assets and undertake leasing and other asset management initiatives to maximise security holder value. Our financial management strategy will focus on optimising the group's debt structure, sourcing both debt from capital markets and domestic banks. There are a number of appendices included in the investor's presentation which may assist you understand GrowthPoint, its parent entity GrowthPoint Properties of South Africa, its people, financial position and performance. GrowthPoint's website and annual reports also include detailed information about the group, its properties and people. Thank you for your time today and support of Growthpoint Properties Australia.